Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 5th, 2023. In search of a common language with the Creator. We have a problem establishing contact with the Creator. It is not difficult for us to communicate with each other because we, people, have a common language, and we can speak with one another directly or at least through an interpreter. In this way, we can communicate with each other. In addition, we have common sense organs, sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. We have the opportunity to contact each other in different ways and with the help of special devices that we invent for communication. But what should we do with the Creator? Through what devices and by what means can we contact Him? It is impossible to do this through the same sense organs that we use to feel other people and the whole world in general. There are many phenomena in our world that are hidden, but we try to uncover and understand them. There are phenomena that go beyond the range of our senses, and are therefore inaccessible to our perception. Yet, over time, we gradually learn more about the world around us. 100 or 200 years ago, a person did not have knowledge about our universe like he does today when science has advanced. As for the Creator, there is no advancement. He was concealed from us, and he remains concealed. The upper force is concealed from us as if behind impenetrable walls. It hides behind all of nature and influences us by all possible means. But we cannot reveal it with our corporeal senses with which we live in this world. We cannot see the Creator, hear Him, or touch Him. What should we do? Kabbalists explain that it is possible to perform ordinary corporeal actions and if you accompany them with the right intention, expressing your special attitude to the Creator, He will understand, hear, and accept it. Gradually, due to this yearning, this desire, we can bring the Creator closer to us. The more we reach out to Him, the closer we bring Him to us. And gradually He enters into our feelings and is revealed in them at every opportunity. At first, the Creator appears as if through a fog, through a cloud, in vague sensations. But then He manifests more and more until we discover that this upper force fills the entire space around us and there is nothing besides the Creator. Everything we see, hear, and feel in any form, everything we perceive is the Creator. In the end, we will feel that He fills the entire reality, embraces everything, and controls everything both outside and inside us. Therefore, it is worth exploring how we can come closer to our Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson June 27, 2023. Receiving and giving a gift. Managing desires. If I were to make a film about the perception of reality, first of all, I would explain about managing our desires. The only thing at a person's disposal is the opportunity to exit his natural existence where desires control him arbitrarily. Sometimes, on some small level, a person can manage them. For example, he follows some kind of diet or wants to go to work instead of sleep. But this is a preference of some egoistic desires over others. This is not the kind of management that Kabbalah talks about. Kabbalah talks about managing desires where we rise above their control of us in order to manage them ourselves. I connect with the force of nature that launches me, and I act. That is, I am above my desire, which is my essence, and I manage it together with the upper light. This very part of me, which rises above my desire and connects with the upper light, with the Creator in me, is called man, human. Those who do not have this opportunity and have not developed the technique of rising above their desire and still live in it, are not called people from the point of view of Kabbalah. In the meantime, they are called existing at the animate level because they are launched completely unconsciously, uncontrollably by the upper force that simply develops them from generation to generation. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Unreal Reality June 27, 2011. To worldviews, Eastern and Western. Question: If I perceived the world not within myself, but outside of me, should I try to physically influence it because there are a vast number of actions available? Answer, no. I should only help the world, that is, correct my reflection outside of me. In doing so, I am correcting myself. The thing is, when it exists outside of me, it becomes more apparent to me what needs to be corrected. But ultimately, I should only correct myself. That is the difference between Eastern and Western philosophies. There are two worldviews: I correct the world, subordinated to me, or I correct myself, and in doing so, the world around me is corrected in my perception. These two orientations are completely opposite. Eastern philosophy, Chinese, Indian, etc., is closer to the truth and aligns us with the idea that we need to change ourselves. That is why in ancient Chinese medicine doctors were paid for keeping their patients healthy, not when they were sick. And if a person committed a crime, he had to be executed or hanged in front of everyone. The West is horrified by this. And the East says, why? We are thus correcting the world so that others will not do that. And you encourage the opposite. There is deep discord between the two approaches. And it applies not only to medicine or an attitude to a person, but to the worldview in general, to everything. Therefore, look at how America, Europe, and Russia behave. We need to assert ourselves in such a way that others are warned off. We will prove it. We will win. And so on. This perspective stems from an incorrect worldview. And as a result, all these countries eventually lose. This incorrect approach is deeply ingrained in people. And until they change their worldview, until they understand that they need to change themselves and not the world, they will suffer tremendously. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. There are only scoundrels around me, May 14, 2011. Without preference. Question. When you work with students, do you invest in those in whom you see potential and do not invest in someone who does not have it at all? Answer, this is not quite true. In no case do I rob anyone, and I do not take away the possibility of realization from anyone. I give everyone the maximum and do not prefer one over the other. Eventually, those who are moving forward get closer to me spiritually, but those who are standing still do not. I can be closer or further to a person in our work and in dissemination because I work more with people who translate, process, and make films than with others. But, in principle, I have no preference for anyone, even if it is my own son or son-in-law, who are also within our organization. No way. I have no right. And I think everyone can see it. Question. Do you not give preference even when you pass spiritual information to a person? You said that Rebesh gave you so much light so that in the future you could use it and reveal it. Answer, but I worked with him, studied, served him, did everything just to get this charge from him, this strength, this opportunity to somehow change myself. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Lateman S. Favorites, July 6, 2011. A cup of blessing. Comment. In the article The Rose in the introduction of the Book of Zohar, it is said that the rose is a cup of blessing, which indicates the extension of five hasadim within her, five jevarot, and so on. My response: when Balhasulam writes commentary on this article, he gradually descends from the level of the Creator to the level of creation and begins to explain how the lower souls are arranged and how they perceive the influence of the Creator on them. For example, the article says that the cup must be raised with both hands and then held in the right hand with five fingers when the blessings are pronounced. Therefore, in our world, it is customary to bless the wine. These examples explain that the blessing with which you should turn to the Creator should consist of five qualities: Keter, Hochma, Bina, Zir and Pin, and Malkhut. They should be connected together. As one hand connects five fingers, so you should take a cup of wine and raise it, Bless the Creator for giving you such an opportunity. Question: why should the cup be held in the right hand? Answer: in spirituality, there is a right side and a left side. The right is good and the left is evil. Therefore, it is necessary to pronounce blessings while holding the cup in your right hand. Question: what do we need these actions in our world? Why do this if we are talking about some great, inner things? Answer: in our world, everything comes down to simple tradition. But in fact, these are very deep actions with which we awaken the upper governance. In principle, if a person understands what he is doing, he can awaken certain forces upon his desires and thus correct himself. From CabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, June 4, 2023. According to a certain code of life. Question: Walt Disney, a famous animator, considered his main work not cartoons, but the creation of the city of the future, which he was building in the last years of his life. If you decided to build such a city, what would it be like? Answer: the kingdom of the good king, where the creator would be the king, and people would live there according to his laws. They would come, take some kind of course, adapt to that life for a while, and then leave. That is, a kingdom in the form of a boarding house. Question: what is a city from Kabbalah's point of view? Answer: a city is a limited space in which there are people who agree to exist according to a certain code of life. From CabTV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is sin in one sentence? Sin is to think about yourself all the time, and not about others. Based on CabTV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 18, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.